a new slogan, Discover Our Roots.
Where she was the acting chair of the Delaware Republican Party.
Everybody to look at their... It's a look horizon. It will be a...
Near Columbus. And a note came home about Halloween.
Mount his latest defense of Obama.
He was not invited.
Grandfathered in.
But would require two... They have an easy-to-use tool.
Emissions. Do it right. Their services. You do it in the first state. A woman at Wilmington unveiled during this week's county
of the state Republican Party. She is the number two behind Charlie Copeland, who is the chairman. There was a brief period where she was the acting chair of the Delaware Republican Party after the resignation last year of our last spring of John Sigler. So for a couple of months, she chaired the meetings, the state meetings. It's 427 on WGMD. You're listening to Bill Colley on 92.7 FM WGMD. So we were chatting afterward, and she said, the first meeting I chaired, she said, I thought, well, I'll open it with a prayer like we opened the Republican meetings in Sussex. She said, you could have heard a pin drop when I called for the prayer. She said, people were looking around at each other as if they didn't know what to do. Prayer? What's that? These are Republicans. So she was still in that position for a couple of months. She thought, well, what we'll do is we'll appoint a chaplain. So there's a very well-educated woman in Kent County named Dr. Kim Warfield. And Dr. Warfield was appointed the chaplain to lead prayers. And again, discomfort among mainly the Greenville and Hokesson Republicans, obviously, because they have to maintain the front for all of their liberal friends, and I guess that means they have to be God-hating as well. When Charlie Copeland took over the Republican Party, Mr. Copeland suddenly said that Dr. Warfield wasn't the chaplain for the state party. No, she's only the chaplain for the Kent County party. And someone pointed out, no, she has been duly appointed chaplain of the state party. No, you got to have that wrong. No, that must be just the chaplain for the Kent County. Yeah, that's fine if you want to pray down in Kent and Sussex counties, but we here in Newcastle County, we don't believe in that sort of thing. You know, the News Journal might make fun of us, and we can't have that because, you know, the 15 people who still read it, they'd laugh at us if they saw us over at the yacht club. 429 now on WGMD, and you're listening to the Talk of Delmarva. So, Mr. Copeland shows up a few weeks ago here in Sussex County, and he's being interviewed on the air by Mike Bradley, and a subject comes up about how are you going to unify the folks here in the South who apparently pray, and quite willingly, and the folks, the godless folks that you represent in Newcastle County. And he said, well, I'm going to put the party back together on lines we can all agree on. Pro-business, pro-regulation, and protecting my family, the DuPonts. Anything they want is what goes, and the rest of you, you have to accept that. Now, I realize prayer is important to you, but it's not to us, so it doesn't matter. And these people are running not only the state party now, they're running the national party, the Mitch McConnells, the John Boehners, the Alexanders, and they're railing against that evil Tea Party, which nearly took the government off the rails, trying to tell people that Obamacare would be a train wreck itself. Oh, by the way, they were right, but we can't acknowledge that. What is wrong with these people? We're right back to where we were in 2010, when they decided to sit out the game and they refused to support the statewide slate for the Republican candidates that year, whom I might point out did far better at the polls than any of the tired, warmed over liberal second stringers the Republicans ran last year in Delaware. 4:30 on WGMD. You can read more about my thoughts going to WGMD.com today. Click on personalities. Click on my name. There's my latest blog dealing with all of this. Republicans are as useless as cheats on a boar hog. 4:30 on WGMD. News is coming up next with Mary Lou.
The Talk of Delmarva.